in a minimalistic way, as the compact draft, I think, is fair in terms of a summary of what people said. And we think that if the compact draft is not changed further in terms of reducing some of the issues that were already compromised, we think it would be fair to take it to a referendum and to look and say, let the people of Zimbabwe decide on what is already there. And also, a lot of people are inferring things that are not even written in the compact draft. Rather, it would be better to wait and take it to the second all-stakeholders consultation, where there can be a proper dialogue and discussion on the issues that people are complaining about. But however, Zimbabwe is supposed to be a democracy. I believe every individual should be given the right to say, I don't like this, I like that. And at the end, we should respect each other's views, but also respect what the compact draft would have come up with eventually. And that should be taken to the referendum. And as Christian Alliance, one of our major concerns would be the issues around devolution of power, for instance. We feel that it has been really diluted, and it should be an issue that should be raised at the second all-stakeholders consultation and maybe be improved. We are also concerned about the fact that there should be more clarity on the Peace Commission so that we are clear on how the nation is going to progress.